Hello everyone, this is Barbara. 大家好，我是 Barbara， 欢迎大家关注英语每日阅读。今天为大家朗读的文章叫做《人生之笔》。Suppose someone gave you a pen, a sealed, solid, colored pen. You couldn't see how much ink it had. It might run dry after the first few tentative words, or last just long enough to create a masterpiece or several that will last forever and make a difference in the scheme of things. You don't know before you begin. Under the rules of the game, you really never know. You have to take a chance. And of what would you write? Of love, hate, fun, misery, life, death, nothing, everything. Would you write to please just yourself or others? Or yourself by writing for others? Would your jokes be trembling and timid or brilliantly bold? Dancing with a flourish or playing? Would you even write?Once you have the pen, no rule says you have to write. Would you sketch, scribble, doodle, or draw? Would you stay in or on the lines, or see no lines at all, even if they were there? Or are they? There is a lot to think about here, isn't there? Now, suppose someone gave you a life. Thank you.好，那么接下来的话呢，就跟大家讲解一下美文当中有难度的单词。Number one, masterpiece, masterpiece, 杰作，大家跟我一起来 ，masterpiece, masterpiece. Number two, scheme, scheme, 做名词，计划。大家可能看到 scheme 无法去理解在句中的意思，那么我们就把这句话找出来先看一下。Last just long enough to create a masterpiece or several that will last forever and make a difference in the scheme of things. 那么在这句话当中，我们先来看一下意思是什么，就是这支笔它有可能长到能够创作一部杰作，或者说好几部。那么这些杰作的话呢，它有可能是持续到永远，或者说 make a difference. Make a difference 是有这个影响，对不对？那么后面这句话我们来看一下，就是 in the skin of things， 大家不要去单独去理解 skin， 因为 in the skin of things 它就表示在事情的发展过程中，大家要记住这样一个短语 OK， in the skin of things。 那么我们知道 in the skin of things 是这样的意思之后，放到句中我们就不难理解了，就是说节奏，这样的节奏可能在什么，在事情的发展过程中它可能会产生深远的影响 OK， 那么我们再用 in the skin of things 举个例子。 In the skin of things, a strong self is the only one I can depend on， 就是在事情发展中来看，或者说从长远来看，都是可以这样理解的，一个强大的自己才是我唯一可以依靠的。好，那么我们往下看。Number three, follow me. Misery, misery, 悲惨，痛苦，贫苦。For example, most of time books can save me from misery. 就是大多数时候呢，这个书能够帮我从这个痛苦当中解救出来。Number four, doodle, doodle, 做不及物动词，涂鸦。Number five, bold.Bold, 做形容词，大胆的，英勇的。Number six, flourish, flourish. 那么我重点来讲解一下这个单词。Flourish, 它可以做不及物动词，兴旺、繁荣、茂盛、活跃。总之你看到这个单词的时候，你就会想象一片欣欣，这个欣欣向荣的这个景象啊。比如说 Our country is flourishing， 就是我们现在国家呢正是繁荣昌盛。 Your business seems to flourish， 就是你生意做起来蛮火的嘛。 My plants are flourishing under my careful cultivation， 就是在我的悉心照料之下呢，这些植物呢现在长得特别的好。那么 flourish 它也可以做名词，就是繁荣、茂盛、繁盛，其实跟不及物动词意思是一样的。 For example, keep cautious while enjoying the flourish. 就是呢在享受这个繁荣的时候呢一定要保持谨慎。Number 7, sketch. Sketch. 它既可以做名词也可以做不及物动词跟及物动词都是表示素描的意思。Number 8, scribble. Scribble. 做名词潦草写着的东西杂文。或者说做不及物动词跟及物动词乱写乱涂。Number 9, stroke. Stroke. 做名词笔画。好了，以上就是今天的英语美文。See you tomorrow. Bye bye.